Hey, it's Musish on a talk about music and the way we use it to improve our mood. And then hey, it's newness made up for the youths, and I want to do it. Let's discuss all our muses with Musish. Okay, yeah, so let's get started. Last week that I hosted a fill-in episode was all about things that inspired me, so you could get to know me a little better. My name is Cronfused, a.k.a. Julie B., a.k.a. Zigzag Stardust, a.k.a. your mom's best friend. And this time I wanted to talk about love, because we are so close to V-Day and we are so close to, just all this time of thinking about histories and people we don't usually, thinking about all sorts of things. And so I think it's very important to I think it's very important to remember that there are so many different types of love that get devalued in our society. And my friends and my family inspire me just as much as any lover. So this first song is by a local Filipinx artist who is incredible. Highly recommend listening to any of their work. Their name is Kim Ortel, and this song is about self-love. It's about self-care, and it's about elevating that need to take care of yourself so you can take care of those you love. And it is I'm Blue.
Can we sing a song together? Well,
sorry, having a little technical difficulties here. We'll just listen to this radio while I figure it out. All right, let's try that again. Now it's for really real this time. I'm Blue.
Once upon a time, I made myself number one. Now I'm roasting under blazing sun, riding shotgun, you at the wheel, my free will at your direction. Memorize your signs, but forgot my own reflection. All my eggs in my basket, I gave them all to you. Still hungry after fables, but I ran out of spoons. Give her more than I can give, overextending my wings. Good at playing your games, but this is not a win-win. I've been sinking in your dirty dishes, even when my place full. I marry myself, I remain faithful. One day I'll leave the table, cause you stop serving love. Crave the taste of solitude, I know it is enough. I'm blue, the color of my solitude. Love me over you. I've lost count of how many times I knew my yes was a no. I'm your clown out of habit, there is dust on my throne. For you I drop my shit just to hear you say hero. Fly you to your dreams, distract me from my own. Maybe baby someday I will learn to be alone. I fly myself up to the moon and build a gate around my zone. I bust a myth that I am selfish when I take care of myself. Repeat it till I hear it, reverse the trauma in my cells. Blue of my solitude. I'm blue. I'ma choose to love me over you. I'ma choose to love me over you. Over you. You are not a burden, baby. You are on purpose, baby. You are not a burden, baby. You are on purpose.
What a good song. I truly love Kim Wardle. I think that they are one of the greatest artists that we have in town right now in the city. Actually, they're playing a show this weekend at this incredible non-binary women's trans and gender variant conference for musicians. I believe that the big show is either tomorrow night or Saturday night. It's called The Women Rising with an X. I think the E is the letter replaced by an X. But if you check it out, the showcase looks like it's going to be amazing. All the workshops are unfortunately sold out, but pretty cool. Pretty cool either way. Next artist I want to talk about a little bit is also involved with the Women Rising Conference. And I feel like her songs are talking more about the love of community and the love of collaboration and knowing your place in the grand scheme of things, not just in the like, stay in your lane, because that's truly not what she's talking about. It's like very much the opposite. It's more like, yeah, like go wherever your lane may take you and know that you are right where you should be, which I love. And just a reminder, something I didn't mention right up at the top of the show that I totally should have. If you want to, you can call in at any time. My number, I'm going to put it out there for everybody. My number is 778-682-0442. And if you call me, you can give me an inspiration and I will make up a song for you about whatever you want. Truly, call me. 778-682-0442. Taking your requests, which is to say, I will make up a song if you request it. I would love to. But yeah, so this next song, pre-written, not by me, is by the incredible Aurora Jane, back when she was in her band Aurora Jane and the Massive Change. And this song is called Rise. I first became aware of Aurora Jane when I was the tender, ripe young age of 14, I think, maybe 15. She hosted a band camp that I was a part of, but it was a rock band camp, like a girls' rock camp. So it was a little cooler than your average band camp, which is pretty awesome. They taught us more than just power chords. They taught us how to make EPKs and apply for festivals and how to jam with other like young ladies that were trying to make it work. And it's so cool to know that not only does Aurora Jane have the longevity of like a 10-year career, like obviously plus because she was already playing for years before she started this camp and she is still playing, but she's also still elevating the voices and the music of people around her, of femmes, of queers, of non-binary folk, by being one of the organizers of this conference this weekend. So please check her out. Check out the Women Rising networking conference and just check out femmy artists around you, non-binary artists around you, because we need a leg up. We need help. It's a man's world.
Country, I just don't feel at home in my skin. I want to shed this soiled coat and discover another place to begin. Where freedom's not a privilege, a race, place, and time. Where we hear each other's stories before condemning souls for petty crimes. I'm rising, my eyes open inside this dream. We must rise. This country that's cradled me despite my origin. To respect the sacred places. We must acknowledge where the story did begin. Listening is the answer. Respect is the key. Working consciously together to reconstruct our fabled history. I'm rising, my eyes open inside this dream. We must rise, rise. We must mobilize. Speak the truth out what we believe in. Rise, rise, and be sure it's the truth that we're speaking. Citizens of our country, want a government of immigrants, won't acknowledge our true history. So brace yourself for change. That story's just begun. Brace yourself for change. Brace yourself for change. That story's just begun. Brace yourself for change. It's not the real one. Brace yourself for change. This country's found long lies to hide genocide. Yeah. We believe in rise, rise, and be sure it's the truth that we're speaking. We must rise, rise, we must mobilize, speak the truth out what we believe in. Rise, rise, and be sure it's the truth that we're speaking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Okay, and we're back. Here we are at CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver and all over the internet, streaming wherever you are. Speaking of folks streaming on the internet, I just got a text from someone, shout out Roro, that they would like to have a song written about cookies. I swear that it's not me who requested this song. It was a completely independent source. If you know me, who is Julie B, a.k.a. Cronfused, you'll know that I love cookies and donuts and sweet, sweet buttery goods more than most things in the world. So I'm going to, let's try and kick out a cookie crumbly jam and see what happens, you know, like let's make it weird. Let's keep it fun. Thank you. Did I mumble? Did I stutter? Hey, that's just the way that it crumbles. It don't matter, baby, yeah, you know I'm not humble. I'll bake the batter best that you had, I'm not subtle. I'll take a taste of that little cookie, make a tumble. Yeah, put it down, give me that nookie, I'm not in trouble. I want it, hey, I want a spoonful. Want to dunk it down right now, but that's just how I've been found around. I said all the way that cookie crumbles, so you want to make a trouble. Hey baby, what's your recipe? Would you share it with me? Cause I got a big sale, hey. Gotta take it out, make that money, work it out. Wanna take it door to door, see if the girls got me more. I wanna bite a piece of you at least. West to east, the cookies are the least comely things that this thing can bring. I'll mess you up if you don't put milk in my cup. I said I wanna crumble you, I wanna bite and humble you. I just want to take some of you and put you in the box of you. Sell me that tea, I'm just gonna use it to dunk my little cookies. Don't wanna crumble, don't want to cause you no trouble. Just want to be a baby and make you cookies. Okay, maybe. Hey, don't want no trouble, I just want to keep you humble. That's how cookies crumble. Yummy, so inside my tongue. Thank you so much for that excellent suggestion, Rodrigo. I know that, it can be intimidating to be the first person to call in or to participate or to join. And I'm so glad you did. And I can't wait for whoever is brave enough to call or text in next. Because I would love that. And truly, anything you want a song about. Do you need a love song? Are you lacking in the love? Because I would love to write you a love song. Just tell me a bit about yourself. Call in. The number is 778-682-0442. We'll see what you want to hear songs about. In the meantime, I would love to show you more types of love songs that inspire me and have me feeling happy. This next one is more about familial love, love between mom and child, and the beautiful musical magic that can happen as a result of that. I'm not actually truly sure what this song is about, but that is the vibe that the production of this song gives. It's from a northern band called Quantum Tangle. They're out of Yellowknife, NWT, and they're, I think, now three artists, but at the time of this album, it was just two, Grey Grit and Tiffany Iluck. And this song is particularly beautiful because it's got Tiffany's child in it, and it sort of starts the piece. And I really think it's quite beautiful. It's quite sweet. And hopefully you'll feel the same way.
Can we sing a song together? Can we sing a song together?
What one?
You pick. You pick.
Can we sing a song together?
What one?
You pick.
Hum.
Yay, good job. Should we try the other one? Do you want to try another one? Just do any tune you want to do, and I'll copy you.
Not that one.
It sounds so cool. Just give it a shot. This is going to be your song. Can I have a kuni?
Fundrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
Okay, I think open up. Is that? Yeah.
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out? It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like da da da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our fund drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Julie B.
Hello. Who may I say is calling?
This is one of your best friends, Jenny.
Beautiful. Hello, my dear Jenny. How are you?
I'm good. I miss you a lot.
Oh, my sweet. I miss you too. So, do you have something you want me to write or make up a song about for you? Are you going to take the plunge?
Yes, I just want you to sing a love song to me because I'm lonely, working out of town in Hardesty, and I'm super isolated, and I'm working 12-hour days. I have like 6 days left here, and it's been a long shift, so...
You cray. You're one of the hardest working people I know, so... 12-hour days. You've got 6 days left.
On a 24-day shift.
Oof, wow.
Yeah, it's been a long one.
And okay, all right. I'm gonna write you an isolation love song, and hopefully it'll make you feel a little better, my sweet.
I would love that.
Okay, well, I love you, and I hope you have a really fast 6 days.
Thanks, babe. Miss you.
Miss you, too. Enjoy it. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Let's try this out. See what happens.
working hard. Work that job most all day long. Work so hard, working hard. Work that job most all day long. Work so hard, working hard. Work that job most all day long. Hope you've been treating yourself well, my dear. Said, hey, have you got to take a break this year? You work so hard, been working hard to make that ends meet. But what the hell does it feel like when you put up your feet? Gotta love to work so hard, gotta work that job so hard. Baby, gotta love what it brings to you. Gotta bring them boys to the yard. You love what you do when you're working so damn hard. So you love it too, cause you gotta make that job. Work, work, work for you, what you gonna do? Work, work till you're through, and then sleep and hopefully put up those feet, maybe skip a beat. Skip forward about a week until you can rest in that beat. Pretty, 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 pretty neat, just to sit and rest with me. Just do your best until you get there, heck, I guess. Gonna work real hard until you get a better job. And then maybe, my friend, you can go and take a vacation. Have you heard of those things? Oh, wait, I guess you have, cause you've been traveling, that's bad. Just like your ass, that you've worked so hard for cash. Yup, yup, you make that stuff, cause you're a chick that's so tough. Gotta work so hard, work so hard.
Work that job, most all day long. Work so hard, working hard. Work that job, most all day long. Work so hard, working hard. Work that job, most all day long. Work so hard, working hard. Work that job, most all day long.
So that goes out to you, my dear Jenny. I hope your next week goes by so fast. I know it can be really hard, especially to be away from your sweet, sweet dog. There needs to be a love song about dogs or two dogs. And I think one of these days I'm going to end up having to write it because, yeah, it really needs to be a thing. So next up, I would love to play for you all another fantastic Northern artist. That's probably going to be a lot of the themes in my show is Northern musicians and Northern artists. Just because I love them, just because I think they're fantastic, and just because I truly believe in Northern arts, like, more than most things in the world. Like, I believe that, that Northern artists, like, are the shit. They're legit. Am I allowed to say that on the radio? It's college radio, right? You guys are cool. Anyway, this artist's name is Lila Gilday. She's a Juno winner. She's an incredible songwriter, composer from the Northwest Territories. And I've had the pleasure of watching her sing at Christmas parties, which I think if you ever get the chance to be in that kind of intimate space with musicians, you're really in a lucky spot. And I think, yeah, there's nothing more evident than about there's no clearer picture of the talent of a community than when you go to a dinner party and no one can stop passing around an instrument or two. And that's very much the way you feel when you go to a dinner at the Gilday's house. Mr. Gilday is Lila's father is a prolific music teacher up north, and she is, and all of his children are incredible musicians in their own right. And this song is from her latest album. It's called North Star Calling, and I can relate. North Star is calling me all the time. As much as I don't want to answer it, I do also often want to go back home in spite of myself. So, yeah, this is Lila Gilday's North Star on CITR 101.9 FM.
blame it on me, though there is no mistake. The look in your eyes is all I can take. Fall on your knees and empty your gun. Surrender your heart to love. You are not alone. So born broken, though born of love. Bearing the scars of a war we don't speak.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Let's get a rumble. It's the Shindig 2020 Final. CITR's 16-band Blood Sport Elimination Challenge is coming to a dramatic close on Friday, January 31st at Redgate Art Society. The four surviving bands are going head-to-head in one final night of a no-holds-barred musical knockout. Come down to Redgate this Friday to catch it all go down. Doors are at 8 p.m., $10 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Yeah! You win!
Hello, hello. And we're back with a few more minutes left of my muse-ish fill-in show. Hopefully it'll become a reoccurring thing eventually. I'm aiming for Friday mornings. Who knows what'll happen? The world's crazy, and so is adult life, as we learned from our last caller. So I'm just going to open up the phone lines again to anyone who might want a song written for about them or someone they love. Feel free to call me. You have 10 minutes left for me to write a song about you or about anything. My number is 778-682-0442. You can text or call a song suggestion at any time. But if not, we're going to listen to one more song, and then I'm going to do a quick little wrap-up, talk about what we touched on today, and then sing about it if you're not tired of my voice yet. So this next artist, another mostly Canadian. At what point do you call yourself a Canadian? Is it when you're a PR, when you're a citizen, when you've been somewhere long enough, if your great-grandparents are born somewhere? Anyway, this artist is an incredible human. She's from Colombia. She is a winner of the Polaris Prize. Her name is Lito Pimente. I was lucky enough to see her play with A Tribe Called Red a number of years ago. And she blew me away, like definitely outshined them. Like they're an incredible group, but I left being such a rabid fan of hers. And when she released her album and then it won a Polaris Prize, I was just like, obviously, you know, like, there's certain things that you just know are going to happen, and that's one of them. So, this is Lito Pimente and her song, which is kind of like the hit off of her Polaris Prize winning album. The song is called Agua. We're back for a real quick little wrap up here before we start the next show, which is called African Rhythms. This little fill-in segment, again, I'm hoping to call Musish, and I'm hoping to make it a regular show. And I'm really, really hoping that you liked it and that you liked me, Julie B., a.k.a. Cronfused. So let's take this out, take this home with a sweet little love song and hope that it tickles your fancy. This song is going to be a little bit about community love, a little bit about familial love, but mostly just about the big ol' love. So yeah, let's try to make it nice. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Final round.
It's the Shindig 2020 final. CITR's 16-band Blood Sport Elimination Challenge is coming to a dramatic close on Friday, January 31st at Redgate Art Society. The four surviving bands are going head-to-head in one final night of a no-holds-barred musical knockout. Come down to